In March 1775, Patrick Henry spoke before the House of Burgesses to persuade them to fight for the freedom of America. He gave the famous words, "I know not what course others will take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Soon after, on July 4th, 1776, the U.S. signed the Declaration of Independence and readied themselves for the war that was to come. 7 years later, on September 3rd, 1783, our stars and stripes flew proudly as the war came to an end with the United States a free country. Decades later, on April 12th, 1861, the first shots of the Civil War were fired. On November 19th, 1863, Abraham Lincoln gave his famous Gettysburg Address, speaking on how our country will endure. The Civil War was a battle among ourselves, yet the stars and stripes still prevailed. Then came the World Wars, on which over 300,000 U.S. soldiers gave their lives. In February of 1945, six Marines raised the American flag at Iwo Jima. Douglas G. Jacobson and Harry L. Martin were some of those among the fighting forces. America has lost service members to Vietnam, Korea, Iraq, Afghanistan, and many other wars. However, you probably don't recognize the name Douglas T. Jacobson or Harry L. Martin. Instead, you recognize Abraham Lincoln and Patrick Henry. It is impossible for us to remember every soldier's name, but we must never forget that a leader like Lincoln was only a leader because of every soldier that stood beside him. For each and every soldier that lost their life or lived on to tell their story is the most important part of American history. There is only one answer to this year's theme. Why is the veteran important? Without the veteran, America wouldn't be America. In fact, we wouldn't be at all. Without the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice, it's hard to fathom where we might be. Without our veterans who are willing to defend us, we would most likely not be free at all. The fact that the American flag is raised after every battle shows us that our men and women in uniform have completed their mission and we have stayed the land of the free. There is no rhyme or reason to why these brave souls wake up every day and choose to give their lives to others. They just do it. And for that, we should all be eternally grateful. They are the reason that each and every one of us has the chance to live out the American dream. Because of our veterans, we get to pick what colleges we go to, what careers we choose, and what legacy we want to leave behind. Perhaps the greatest gift that veterans give to America is by being an example. An example not only by their service, but by their ability to project and inspire character in a world and nation obviously short in that valuable trait. Moreover, sometimes some of us forget about the ones who made the ultimate sacrifice and kept the American dream alive. For example, in school we say the Pledge of Allegiance every day. We all stand up and recite it all the way through to liberty and justice for all. But most students don't understand what those words mean. We are not just pledging allegiance to a piece of fabric because the school says we have to. The flag that is in each classroom stands for every man, woman, and child who has lost their life fighting for this country that we call home. The flag stands for the most selfless ones among us who give everything just so others can be free. As an unknown patriot once said, our flag does not fly because the wind moves it. It flies with the last breath of each soldier who died protecting it. From the Delaware River to the Battle of Shiloh to Flanders Field, not one soldier should be forgotten. Not one soldier will be forgotten. Because every soldier, known and unknown, is the reason that the United States is still united. Without these brave souls, none of the momentous events that shaped history and made our country free would have ever happened. And as for America, there is no telling of where we might be. As John F. Kennedy once said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter the words, but to live by them. That is why I say the Pledge of Allegiance every day. That is why I say thank you to every veteran I meet, because without them, I wouldn't have the chance to live out my American dream. There is no possible way for me or any other to repay the servicemen and women who sacrificed everything so we could be free. The best thing we can do is to live by what we preach and always help those in need. Our veterans deserve the world and our utmost respect, because we all should know that freedom is never free. I believe that everyone recognizes the sacrifice that veterans make. However, they may not all realize just how important that sacrifice is. Veterans are the ones who protect our rights. The right to speak, the right to protest, and the right to believe what we want to believe. Every veteran is not just a hero. They are a gift from God, sent to us to protect us, to fight for us, and to die for us. So together, it is our duty to honor them, to help them, and to live for them.